This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. This year marks the 30th anniversary of improvisational theater coming to Atlanta. Improv, as it's usually called, has become quite prevalent here, with theaters such as Dad's Garage, Laughing Matters, Whole World, and many others entertaining audiences nearly every night of the year. Tomorrow night, the six major improv theaters in the city will be banding together for an unprecedented show, a group show called The Arc. WABE's Mike Johns has been following that story and is here now to talk about it. Welcome in.
Hey, thanks, John.
So, Mike, what makes this particular improv show different than any other?
Well, this one brings together, as you said, six major improv theaters. That would be Whole World Improv Theater, Dad's Garage, the Village Theater, the Basement Theater, and Automatic Improv, and Laughing Matters, the granddad of everybody. Uh-huh. They are all working together for the very first time in that 30-year history. So this is kind of a historic event. And the reason the show is called The Arc is that each theater sent two of its actors to participate. So
they're coming two by two.
Yep.
just like Noah and his animals. Is there a flood coming?
A flood of comedy, John.
so well responded to. Excellent.
So the show is taking all of these different actors from these different theaters and all of these theaters all have differing styles of comedy, and they're putting them on stage, they're shaking them up, and they're just going to watch what happens.
You said these theaters are working together for the first time. What prompted this particular collaboration?
Well, somebody simply decided to stop not doing that.
Huh.
Somebody just went around and asked, and that somebody is John Carr. He is an ensemble member of Dad's Garage, and he told me that he met the man who brought improv to Atlanta. He's a guy named Robert Lowe. He's an actor who came in from California. He's the one that put together the very first improv show 30 years ago in the gymnasium of the school, which is now the Bass Lofts in Little Five Points.
Yeah, right.
And John met Robert and realized that he had no idea who he was. And John's been doing improv here in Atlanta for 10 years. And so he decided that, like, this isn't right. And so John went sort of hat in hand to each of these theaters to just ask if they'd join in and, you know, participate in this group show. And he was certain that at least one person was going to say no and throw a wrench into it. But to his surprise, he's been surprised at how much support he's gotten from all of the other theaters, even people that he's never worked with or spoken with before. And he talked to me about that. He talked to me some about some of the reasons that those barriers have gone up over time here in Atlanta.
We're not like, you know, a small, you know, Wisconsin town where there's one community theater and everybody just goes and has fun. But we're also not a New York or LA where we're huge and have, you know, tons of funding and can make tons of money. So we're this weird kind of in-between spot where we have the people, but you have to just kick, scratch, and do whatever you can to get people into your seats. And we spend so much time just focused on what we're trying to build in our theaters that we just don't make time to go out and see other people and see what other people are doing.
Mike, what are these theater companies hoping to get out of the collaborating with one another?
Well, I talked to Tommy Futch about that. Tommy is one of the founding members of Laughing Matters. He now acts as their executive producer, and he put it this way.
I guess the cool thing now is that with so many troops and with this sort of let's all meet and play on the same stage, I'm hoping there's going to be a lot more sharing of talent and ideas. Because if you go to Chicago, if you go to New York, if you go to LA, one person is in nine different troops and they play different styles, and this one's long form, this is short form, this is musical, this is a combination of the three. And so that's what I would like to see here. I'd also like to see from the agents in town that they would attend more shows and cast from more of the improvisers in town because they're wildly talented folks here, and I don't think they get their due shake.
And so, like he mentioned, you know, Chicago and New York. Chicago has the venerated Second City Improv Theater, and which Saturday Night Live in New York pulled a lot of talent from. The Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, where Amy Poehler from SNL and from Parks and Recreation came from. And, you know, up north there, improv has really funneled a lot of talent into these other areas of entertainment. And we here in Atlanta have a rich pool of talent. They've already started making it out into, you know, the into the wider world. You look at a show like Archer on FX, and a lot of their cast actually has come from Dad's Garage. So this collaborative show that's taking place tomorrow is sort of in hopes that, you know, a rising tide will lift all boats.
So this is not just a celebration of 30 years of improv in Atlanta. They're not so much looking back as they are looking forward into the future.
Yeah, they're looking to make a splash.
The ARC takes place at the Plaza Theater on Ponce in Atlanta tomorrow night at 8. WABE's Mike Johns is following that, and he'll have a future feature on it later this week. Mike, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks, John.